one of the biggest oil spills ever in the Midwest. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. An underground pipeline that carries crude oil from Indiana to Ontario sprung a leak earlier this week. More than 800,000 gallons of oil have spilled into a creek near Marshall, Michigan, and now oil has flowed into the Kalamazoo River. Officials had hoped to stop the oil before it got to Morrow Lake, which is about 60 miles from Lake Michigan. But it looks like the oil has seeped into Morrow Lake and spilled over the dam. Here's Police Captain Tom Sands. He did a flyover Wednesday afternoon to assess the damage.
Some of the oil has gone over the dam. It is a very light sheen at that point. Once the water mixes over the dam, you can see a little bit of a sheen on the river.
The situation is very serious.
That's Governor Granholm. She says Enbridge Energy Partners, the Canadian company responsible for the leak, and the EPA had promised to send more resources to try to contain the spill.
And the new resources that have been provided so far are wholly inadequate.
Health officials say the area where the spill occurred is highly toxic. They want people to stay away from the river. That means no boating, no fishing, no swimming. When I drove to Marshall yesterday, I could smell the oil from the highway. Basically, everywhere you go in Marshall, you can smell the oil. Kayla Nelson lives in Marshall, and she says it's bad.
I'm kind of scared to drink the water, but I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything, but I'm just kind of scared myself to drink it.
EPA officials are testing the water to see if it's safe to drink. A county official I talked to said if people are worried about it, they should not boil the water. Instead, he recommends drinking bottled water. Michigan Radio's Jennifer Guerra has also been following the story. So, Jen, Enbridge has promised to not only pay for the cleanup, but clean up everything. Is this really possible?
Well, I asked that question to Peter Adrians. He's a professor of environmental engineering at the University of Michigan, and he says no.
We cannot restore a site exactly to what it was before any spill occurred. What we can do is remedy it as much as possible, minimize the exposure of wildlife, and we can minimize health effects, and we can try to contain it.
The official cause of the leak is unknown. Enbridge did shut down the pipeline, but there are questions as to when Enbridge knew about the leak and when they reported it to the authorities.
Right, and residents like Debbie Trescott say they could smell oil on Sunday. She lives southwest of Marshall.
Sunday morning I came in to get groceries, and it was probably about 9:30, I think, in the morning, maybe 10 o'clock, and I smelled this oil. This was just horrible, and as I almost got to A Drive, it was just a horrible smell, and I knew then that something must be wrong.
So Trescott smelled oil Sunday morning. But the energy company says they didn't detect the spill until about 10:30 Monday morning.
Right. And now that the oil is there, we wondered what the long-term effects might be. Well, I asked Peter Adrians, again, he's the U of M professor, and he said one of the many chemicals in oil is benzene. It's a neurotoxin. So if you have a big oil spill like the one in the Kalamazoo River, in the summer that benzene can evaporate and it might get into the air quickly.
Inhalation of high concentrations in air is very toxic from a neurological and a number of other perspectives.
Again, Rebecca, that is a possible long-term effect.
Okay, thank you, Jen.
Thanks.
The smell is so bad in Marshall that a lot of people near the spill site are relocating to hotels. But now all the hotels in the area are booked. So the Red Cross has set up a shelter for people who want to leave their homes. The energy company says they'll have frequent updates, but last night they canceled a press conference 2 minutes before it was scheduled to begin. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.